And so here in Mark's Gospel, we see Jesus being transformed, transfigured, made shining white, made perfect, pure, preparing for the sacrifice that was to come, as he foreshadows in his statement that they should say nothing until the time comes and the Son of Man has risen from the dead. What were they to think of that? How did they understand that? Well, obviously they didn't. They didn't know what was going to happen, but he did. They didn't know what to make of it, but he did. They didn't understand why he would say that they shouldn't speak of this miraculous thing. Just as Peter probably couldn't understand why they shouldn't build three dwellings, three temples, three altars there on the mountain to memorialize this moment. I mean, he had just seen Moses and Elijah, the pillars of his Hebrew faith, come down from heaven and talk to Jesus. This was an amazing, miraculous event. We should just stop right here and build a church. And Jesus said, no. We have work to do. You see, the miraculous for us is amazing. The miraculous for us is awe-inspiring. The miraculous for us is wonderful. But the miraculous for the divine is commonplace. What we see as miracles is merely the Spirit manifested in the real world. And we as human beings see these spiritual events happening, these miraculous events happening, these wonderful things happening, and we're drawn to them. We're fascinated by them. We want more of them. And Jesus saw that hunger, but understood that he could so easily get caught up in people's hunger for the miraculous that he would not be able to give them what they really needed, which was the divine. They would have gladly settled for just a reflection of past events, built a temple to the presence of those heavenly figures on that mountaintop, and not gone any further. But Jesus, in his divine understanding, in his life in the Spirit, knew that there was work to be done. They were not done. They thought, oh, this thing has happened. We need to stop right here and memorialize it. And Jesus said, no. This is just a passing event. Jesus walked on water, as Mike was telling us about. Should they have then stopped right there and spent the rest of their time walking on water? No. He just walked on water because he wanted to get to the boat. That wasn't miraculous to him. That was just a shortcut. In his divine understanding, if he needed to get to the boat, he'd just walk. In our human understanding, that he could walk was a miracle. But the miracles get in the way sometimes of our understanding. Because see, miraculous events are not the point. Miraculous events are not what we're here for. The miraculous events are just the reflection in our earthly world of spiritual events, of divine power. It's the divine events that are the point. I talk to my guys at work all the time about how to change the world. If you want to have a better world, be a better person. Isn't that what he's telling us? We can change the world. All we have to do is believe in him and that there can be a better world. And the world will start to look better to us, will start to be better in the world, will start to be an example of the faith that we have in him, of the light of his love that shines through us, and our world will get better. We will have changed the whole world, not just moving a mountain. Minor. Not just walking on water. Just a shortcut. Not just talking to Moses and Elijah. Just a conversation. But to change the world. To become the divine beings that it is possible to become because we have been promised that we are heirs through Christ of God. That means that we are potentially divine. And if we are potentially divine, then we should be trying to be, as the army says, all that we can be. We should be trying to live in the Spirit, not just in awe of things that happen when the Spirit manifests itself. If we lived in the Spirit every day, then those things would be everyday events. If we lived in the Spirit all the time, then those things would be normal. The miracle was not that Moses and Elijah came down from heaven. The miracle was that Jesus didn't go up. That He stayed. That He chose to give His life for ours. That He chose to die on the cross so that He could be resurrected. So that we could see His humanity. So that we could be forgiven. So that we could be transformed as He was transformed. So that we could go to heaven. Be children of God. Be divine beings with the power to change the world. Not through hocus pocus, not through magic wands, not through potions or any of that earthly stuff that we try and change the world with, but with true divine power, with faith in God. If you want to be a better person, if you want a better world, be a better person. If you want to change the world, change yourself. If you want things to be different, do things differently. So simple, but so difficult. Because the thing that we want to do is to go on being the earthly beings that we are, but to have those spiritual gifts. And we can't do that. In order to have the spiritual gifts, we have to stop being the earthly beings. And we have to start being Christ-like. That's why we call ourselves Christians. Is we want to be like Christ. We want to be like Jesus. We want to believe that we can be like Him, but in order to be like Him, we have to act like Him. We have to be willing to believe that God can do anything, and that if it's God's will, it'll happen. That walking on water is just a shortcut. That talking to Moses and Elijah is just a conversation. That the miraculous happens every day. We just don't see it. Because we ain't looking. We're too busy. We're not paying attention. Not even a mustard seed's worth. Over and over, Jesus says, "Let those who have ears, let them hear." It wasn't the healings. Oh, the healings attracted a multitude of people who all wanted to see the healings or be healed or get the blessing. But they were missing the point. The point was He was here to save them from their sins, to transform them into Christ-like beings, to transform them into children of God. Not just to heal them, not just to feed them, not just to comfort them, but to make them different. If your life isn't different with Jesus in your heart, how can you have Jesus in your heart? Christ transforms us. God transforms us. It's not just going to church. It's not just being on the mountaintop. It's not just being present when the miraculous happens and going, "Wow, you won't believe what I saw." It's believing that that can happen to anybody, anytime. What a concept. And yet that's what He's promised us. That we are children of God. Forgiven, transformed, special, set aside. Amen.